favorite pianist?
And that's a hard one to answer.
You can name a couple. It's okay.
Okay. Well, this Friday night I'm hearing Yefim Bronfman playing it with the La Jolla Music Society, and I've heard him before, and he's actually practiced at San Diego State because he's a very good friend of one of my former grad students. I'm looking forward to his program. I think some of his concerto playing is some that I love the most, his Bartok concertos. And this weekend he's doing all sonatas, or this Friday he's doing Haydn and Prokofiev, and so I'm looking forward to this program. Then I know that it's very controversial, but I actually enjoy hearing Long play.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people get very distracted by his movement, but I've heard him play both with orchestra and solo programs, and I've enjoyed his programs. I find him to be a very thoughtful musician. Certainly, there's so many. Murray Pariah is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I have many of his recordings, and have enjoyed listening to him live on several occasions and with orchestra, but also then in his recorded. Then we could go back. Of course, I loved Horowitz and got to hear him one time here in San Diego, amazingly.
Wow. Okay.
He took a break, of course, when I was a grad student. And about the time he decided to come back, I think I may have been writing my dissertation and couldn't afford to go stand in line for 3 days to get a ticket out in the rain in New York City. So I didn't get to hear him in New York.
Uh-huh.
But, and then I, you know, so I, many, many favorite pianists. And I'm trying to think who I'd say my favorite female is, but I can't. Offhand, several are coming to mind, but I was hoping to hear Martha Gerich in Rome when I was recently in Rome, but got sick that night, so I didn't get to go here.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay. Is it possible for you to pick maybe just a few of the pianists you talked about and maybe some specifics about why you like each of their playing? Maybe just a couple of them.
The ones that I'm most drawn to, and I have season tickets to the LA Phil, and so I've also enjoyed hearing several pianists. For instance, I just heard Yu Ji Wong play with the Israeli Philharmonic in LA. The thing that I think I'm most drawn to is the beauty of the line.
Okay.
It's how that particular pianist chooses to shape and project a line. And going back to our discussion on rubato, it's that those pianists seem to have a God-given gift to just be able to find the right perfect timing in so many things.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's dynamic. It's the dynamic of the playing. I'm taken over and over again, and it makes me think back to my young students how important it is to bring that dynamic playing in immediately, because it has to be ingrained from the very first times we're playing a lesson or a piece on a lesson, that we feel the difference in the dynamic structure. Another thing that often takes me by all of these pianists is you come away knowing exactly what they intended you to hear.
Okay.
So most of the ones I've mentioned, I heard Murray Pariah in L.A. most recently, and he played Bach, and you after hearing the Bach English Suite in E major, you knew exactly what he wanted you to hear. So it's a decision making that I think I'm most impressed by too, is that you hear a conviction about what it is that they believe the music is saying, and they are able to project that to you.
Cool. Something to remember.
Okay.
You have a favorite CD that you listen to?
Oh, no. I listen to so many things. I don't know if I have a favorite. Because I'm going to hear Yefim Bronfman. I've been listening to some of his solo Prokofiev sonatas recently. But oftentimes, it's not that I have one that I listen to extensively, but oftentimes it's the music that my students are playing. Okay. And then I'm usually listening to more than one performer's recording of that piece. Okay. So oftentimes I'm listening to a variety of repertoire and a variety of artists, as opposed to putting one favorite thing on. Certainly one of the things I have in my car is, and I heard him just play also at the La Jolla Music Society, Thibaudet. In his jazz things.
Really?
I love his jazz things.
Okay.
I've heard him do I have his Bill Evans recording, and it's wonderful.
Okay.
He does that very well, as well as his classical repertoire. His program at La Jolla was all Debussy.
Okay.
But which he, of course, I have all of his recordings of Debussy, but you know, it's I also enjoy listening to him play some of the jazz pieces.
Okay, let me see if I can. What about say you were looking listening, like your students have a certain repertoire they're playing? Are there certain pianists where you would say they have the definitive recording, or they're the best at a certain composer, where if you know your students may be playing Chopin, you'd be like, okay, I'll listen to this pianist play it. And because, you know, they're kind of known for being an artist that plays that composer
that
well.
That repertoire, sure. Although I will try to give them a breath. You know, with YouTube now, we really do have at our fingertips. And so oftentimes my computer is right beside me at the pianos. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, I have a student playing one of the Chopin Nocturnes who's a ninth grader.
Okay.
And she is struggling a little bit with her rubato. And so we went on to YouTube. And I will tend with my students to recommend certain ones of the old guard that are no longer with us, be it a Horowitz or a Nerau.
Okay.
But then I will try to also find some of the younger, newer artists that I like. So it depends what's available. Mm-hmm. But on YouTube, then sometimes I will share one of the CDs in my library with them as well, to take home and listen to. I sometimes will recommend, but I usually like to have an older artist that's no longer performing or living, and then I like to have, usually my students listen to somebody that they could go hear.
Okay.
So, actually, that's quite typical what I would recommend.
Okay.
But I do take into account if they were known, if a particular performer was known for a particular composer, or like a Gieseking with Debussy, you know, that is, you know, I might recommend that, and certainly have.
Mm-hmm.
But then I do Thibaudet too, with his newer recordings of the Debussy.
Okay. What about Bach? Who do you have a person that you think you have them listen to for Bach?
Well, again, I will have them do a variety. But I like Angela Chang very much. And then I find her Bach wonderful. I will have Andra Schiff, I'm missing, who's playing all of Bach in this year and next up in Los Angeles. And, of course, he's recorded it all.
Yeah.
There can be times that he does improvise. And mm-hmm. so for a younger student to all of a sudden hear a slight variation can be a little bit confusing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, for the opposite, Glenn Gould, but usually I will approach that with the fact that oftentimes he was a concert artist who was very successful playing this, but he was Glenn Gould. And my students are not Glenn Gould. And so that oftentimes he's either doing a tempo much faster or much slower mm-hmm. than what we traditionally hear.
Yeah. What about, let's say if you have a student who's playing Beethoven sonatas, and you could only recommend one set of recording for Beethoven sonatas, whose would you recommend for him to go get?
Well, that's a toss. I like Richard Wood.
Okay.
And I also have all of Brendel's.
Okay.
A little bit different approach. You know, Brendel can be pretty strict. So I would probably, it would be one of those two. Although, again, you know, it's hard because I also have Murray Pirai playing a lot of Beethoven.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so many people have done the Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I might be choosing a piece because I like how that particular recording of that piece is done by that artist. But in general, I would probably be going towards a Brendel or a Good.
Okay. So I think you mentioned listening to Horowitz in concert. Do you have any most memorable live concerts that you attended?
Well, that was a memorable one.
Okay.
That was down here in downtown San Diego at the Civic Theater. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, all of the classical concerts were in the Civic Theater. I couldn't afford to sit in the very, very front orchestra, but I did splurge and sat towards the back of the orchestra in one of the lower terraces. And I think what impressed me most... Mm-hmm. was it going back to the great artists that Horowitz could play the softest soft and you could still hear it speaking with such beautiful tone that it was astounding and that how his soft could speak. And the other thing that impressed me about his playing was live. I mean, the live performance was that one note to another note was perfectly matched or shaped.
Uh-huh.
That there was never a note out of proportion.
Yeah.
I was just terribly taken by his ability to shape a line and that there wasn't anything out of the ordinary. I mean, it was out of the ordinary in that it was so phenomenally shaped and that dynamically he could move between two notes like no one I had ever heard.
Wow. I know that Dr. Chu, my undergrad at Cal State Long Beach, professor, I might be misquoting him, but I know he always says that Horowitz is known to have like 6 to 8 different levels of just pianissimo or something like that, and then he said, oh, of course he had his own piano wherever he went, so he controlled it really well, but that just amazed me, like how do you have 8 different levels of one dynamic?
It was remarkable. And I don't know what the number is, but I can tell you that the pianissimos were definitely pianissimo. But the issue was is that note didn't disappear. he was able to still get that note to speak to somebody at, way at the back of the hall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was remarkable. It really was. So maybe that would be one of the most memorable performances that I've heard. I mean, I've heard many very good ones. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly come home and from wonderful concerts and say, oh, I want to find more time to practice. You know, it's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to hear what people, what great artists can do with the instrument.
Okay, that's a good way to lead into what would you say is some important reasons why children or pianists or parents should be taking their kids to concerts for? What's some reasons why they should do that?
Well, first of all, for the mere being exposed to that environment. It's constantly, you know, to hear classical music performed, because we don't get that opportunity very often. And so I know a lot of teachers actually give their students trophy points or whatever if mm-hmm. they attend so many programs. I don't set up those kinds of conditions for my students, but I certainly encourage. In fact, this coming Friday, one of my high school seniors is going to Yefim Bronfman's concert okay. with me.
Cool.
You know, I usually try to take my seniors to a few programs so that they get that experience and we can discuss it as it's occurring and in the intermission. But it's certainly to be exposed and to see what it's like to perform a 90-minute, you know, time period of totally memorized music.
Yeah.
And then to be able to hear the difference in dynamics and what the beauty of that is.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be exposed to the repertoire.
Yeah.
I think it's important for students to hear all sorts of, whether it's even hearing each other play.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, certainly I always tried to get students, and sometimes I was successful, younger students to come and hear college students perform.
Yeah.
So that they're seeing this constant evolution of skills and abilities that are important. But the whole family should see the discipline of what it takes to be mm-hmm. a fine artist.
Okay.
Whether you're a pianist or a violinist or even a dramatic artist, the types of preparation and skill that it takes to be expressive at what you do.
Well, thank you. So I think that's a good place to wrap up our
okay.
interview. I learned a lot, so I'll be rewatching these and taking notes when I get home.
Okay, sounds good.
So just want to thank you, Dr. Kohler, for this interview.
You're most welcome. It's good to see you again.